along the Cotswold Canals. Welcome to Ryford Double Lock, one of the places on the Canals Trail. This is one of a series of recordings made by local people, which you can listen to at different places along the Cotswold Canals.
You are now standing in front of Ryford Double Lock, which has been restored after being damaged by a flood in the 1980s. Martin Hyde, a long-time resident of the area, explains.
There was a big flooding over here because the water main across the field, up by the main road, burst. And the water came roaring down across the field and it sort of built up behind the brick walls of the lock. And they collapsed and there was a terrific rumble and the walls on the other side of the lock here just sort of fell in.
The lock is a Grade 2 listed structure because of its unusual design. This means it has special protection and must be restored so that its particular features are kept. This has meant painstaking work to repair it, as Simon Casey, a member of the engineering team, explains.
There has been so much engineering work to keep that in place. You just can't appreciate. It's like somebody drilling in to do microsurgery, doing a hole, a heart bypass, and then coming back out the same hole, because they're not allowed to touch that lock. So they've had to like pump concrete into the back of it to like firm it up and make sure that it will stay where it is and then re-brick on top of it.
Besides the lock, you will see a cottage. This is the original lockkeeper's cottage, dating back to the 1700s. On the side of the house, you will see a small lean-to building that would have been a stable for horses. Martin Hyde explains how quiet this stretch of towpath was before restoration work started.
If anybody came along the towpath, you'd say, "Oh, look, somebody's just walking down the towpath." We hardly ever saw anybody at all. It was quite a rarity to see anybody walking along the towpath or come along on a bicycle or anything.
If you look inside the lock, you can see a steel ladder descending into the water. These lock ladders are in fact recent additions to the locks, as Ken Bergen explains.
When the locks were originally built, you had a pair of gates at the top, a pair of gates at the bottom, and lock walls in between, which are basically completely vertical. What has happened in more recent years is safety ladders have been put in on locks so that if somebody falls in, they can climb up a ladder to get back out again. Whether this has made things safer or not is not actually that clear, because it also means that boaters in the lock, instead of getting off before they get into the lock, sometimes climb up the safety ladders. So whereas before they were there for people who fell in, they now regularly get used by people who are actually boating and using them for that, which is not the lowest risk way of getting on and off a boat in a lock.
Thank you for listening. Other recordings are available along the towpath or can be downloaded on our website at www.alongthecotswoldcanal.co.uk.